Hello, welcome day three. All right, today we're going to talk about cleaning out the refrigerator and, well, we'll add in the stove and why not add in the dishwasher. Remember, it's 30 to 45 minutes. That's all we want to spend on this, okay? So it's a quick and easy, get it organized. All right, let's start with the fridge. Do you have your paper and your pen? All right, good. So let's start with the fridge. I want you to clean out everything in the fridge. All right, got it all cleaned out. Now I want you to take and wipe down all the shelves and all the crispers. Put them all back in. Do that with warm soapy water. That's just the easiest way to get that done. All right. Now you have all your goodies sitting on your counter. I want you to go through quickly and anything that's outdated, I want you to throw that in the garbage right away. All right. So wipe down any containers that are a little bit sticky, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, good. So the next thing I want you to do is when you're putting all of these condiments, your barbecue sauce, your ketchup, your salad dressings, etc., back in the fridge, I want you to place them all in the crispers. Yes, the crispers. Reason being is that we throw out so much food because we place our meats, our salads, our apples, all of our vegetables and fruits in the crispers because that's what the crispers were meant for. Unfortunately, when we open up the fridge, we don't see the food that's going to fill us up. We just see the condiments and stuff. So let's reverse that frame of thinking and switch that around and put out that food, the fruits and vegetables that are going to fill us up so that when we open the fridge, we can see them. All right. So that's my tip for that. Next is the stove. So if you have a self-cleaning stove, self-explanatory. If you have a stove that you have to spray the cleaner in, then you use the best cleaner that is best for you. And I just want to say, if you have a ceramic stovetop and you have those hard stuck-on messes from the pots that have boiled over, etc., etc., baking soda and elbow grease with warm water is the best way to get that off there. Okay? So that's the stove. Dishwasher. Place a sign on the front of your dishwasher that allows everyone to know whether the dishes are clean or whether they're dirty. Simply take a magnet, a scrap piece of paper, and write with a permanent marker, clean on one side, dirty on the other side of the piece of paper. Place it on the dishwasher, and if somebody sees that the dishwasher is clean, hopefully they'll clean it out. If they see that the sign says dirty, well, hopefully they're going to put their plates or their dirty dishes in there. All right. Well, hopefully that helps you for today, and I am looking forward to talking to you tomorrow about the entrance.